talk about hip hop, starting in Africa, we talk about this. We talk about that drum right there. And then we saying that there is a poet, an MC, that may say something relevant, something fantastic over that drum. That's what we call hip hop in its origination. I'm gonna show you some of that right quick. Check it. I take it home. I take your wallet, jewels, and phone. Don't think about it. Just take it from my ruthless dome. I'm sick about it. I feel like I'm surviving alone. I got a record and I'm not afraid of cops at all. I'm like a Ja Rule poster.
Cause I'm off the wall.
Yeah, basically the revolution is here. Came on the dusty foot, there's no solution to fear. Yo, I'm taking it back like clothes that don't fit that you purchased in a heavyweight helmet.
Oh shit.
I'm so sick, my rhyme book throws a fit. I need a vaccination just so I can spit my own shit. Pardon me while I release these rhymes out of me. I'm so ridiculous. I got a compulsive disorder. I'm sorta like a reporter strapped to a little recorder. The border having an order not to let me in order for me not to cause a slaughter. Lyrically, I flow in water.
I order. Take it easy on these suckers.
Harass more niggas than a sleazy undercover. But seriously, I remember I was 7 when rap came mysteriously and made me feel 11. It understood me and made my ghetto heaven. I understood it as the new poor people's weapon. But now it's half-assed like a chick with one butt cheek. Dusty foot philosopher came to change things.
Trust me.
From Ethiopia, Tanzania, Somalia, Heathrow Airport and Customs at LaGuardia, Uganda, Kenya, my people up in Ghana, Kingston, Jamaica, big up cause you know it's time for the
African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way.
What is it, y'all?
It's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way.
Let me explain some
more. Can I say?
I got a plan to reclaim all of my fam. I got brothers in Japan that order my jam. I got rocket propelled spit mortals and damn, I heard hip hop started with
slaughter the scam.
A lot of people be ignorant and don't understand. They separated and they celebrated.
Part of the plan.
I got my people considered lethal. I'm the cerebral amigo. I break a needle in pieces and eat them like Reese's. Y'all are just cheesing. Y'all ain't hitting. Y'all are just teasing. Y'all don't believe in the African.
Y'all are just sleeping.
I'm sick and tired. I'm all the riot. I'm all the bio.
Graphic.
But like a lawyer, I let bygones
pass me.
I'm so ridiculous. Can you believe how vivid this shit is? Got thieves like conspiracists. This shit is sick. A lyricist since before I even spoke a word of English. I'm serious. I got a lock to y'all. Are just some visitors. And just get busy and snap your neck back and forth till you get dizzy. And tell your mother, tell your brother, tell your Aunt Lizzie. Yo, we gotta sort this shit out. Check it out. Listen, before I was born, yeah. I knew I was the shit. I used to kick so much, I was born with a broken hip. I had a twin brother I used to battle day in. But I was so sick, the little nigga stayed in. I knew the doctor was shocked when I first dropped. Cause I had a gold chain and fade and a high top. B-boying, walking around,
ego destroying.
And won't chill till I had New York enjoying
the African way. It's the African way. It's the African way. It's the African way. It's the African way.
What is it, New York City?
It's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way, it's the African way.
What more can I say?
Hey!
That's what's up. Yeah. All right. You know, this song raises an important question. Currently, in the hip-hop world, and what we are all watching on television, I think there's something wrong. And the reason why is because, I mean, personally, I am born and raised in Somalia. So my whole perspective on the way that I watch television is naturally is something else. Because I'm looking at a whole new culture and looking at it for what it's really worth. It's not, for me, it's like, if you're talking about you a gangster and you really hardcore, and you really got guns, and you really like, then you don't need to posture. There is no room for a gangster to say that he's a gangster. Yeah. I really have never seen that, you know, growing up. And we come from a survivalist aspect. And I'm watching this whole thing, and it don't really make sense to me. So I had to write this. This is a question to those dudes. This is called What is Hardcore? Check it out.